All to 101.9 with Fook and Lindsay. So we have the president of Crystal Mountain Pony Con.
Friendship is magic. I
used to on the phone with us. This is officially the president, yes?
You are. Crystal Mountain Pony Con, to be factual.
Amazing. What is your name?
I'm Julie Johnson.
Julie.
All right, President Pony Con. Who are these ponies? What is this all about?
So this is a fandom convention for bronies. They are male fans of the show My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. However, our convention, our doors are open for everybody.
I suspected, but I didn't know who Minty Root and the director were, nor Jupiter Maroon and Magpie Pony.
That's cool. No, yeah. They're really, so all those people are, they are pretty popular in the fandom. Animators, analysts, there's pretty much a little bit of like everybody all revolving around the show.
I'd heard about this stuff, but I didn't know it was actually real.
I didn't know it was so close.
Yeah, it's in Layton.
Wow. Now this is the counterculture.
Yes.
Yeah. Jack Mormon's Eat Your Heart Out. It's Crystal Mountain Pony Con. This is what we're tapping
this
into.
This is the stuff we need to expose and talk about. This is great.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, President Pony Con. I'm going to try and say this without spitting all over the microphone on the computer, but are there post-pony parties?
So we actually throw a dance at the end of every single one of our nights. So we'll have an acoustic night where it's just, you know, nice guitar music, and then we have something that's closer to kind of more like a techno dance, so we have all like the rainbow lights and like the crazy like house music, and all of those people that are playing are also popular musicians in the fandom.
Okay, so that's when it really gets weird. I mean, it was weird enough to begin with, but that's when it kind of gets crazy.
It gets, yes. I mean, it's fun, and everyone goes super hard. Like, they all go 100% into it. It's so cool to watch.
So how did you become the president of Pony Con?
Okay, so that's actually a cool story. So we've been around for 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
The very first year, I was actually the master of ceremonies, so the MC. So I like hosted all of the events. I was talking and doing interviews with the special guests, all that fun stuff. After that year, I was like, hey, I want to get more involved. Like, let me help you. And they're like, okay. So they gave me the Twitter account, and then they let me be head of HR. So now, people all the time.
I guess what I want to know is, did the other president die? Or was it some kind of, like, violent secession?
I definitely overthrew him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, he had to, Shane was our president last year. He had to step down due to family stuff. We miss him.
His family was like, you can't do this anymore, you're a grown man?
I definitely don't know. It might have played into it. I genuinely don't, I don't think so.
Ask no questions.
Okay, your living room, like, is it full of brony pony stuff?
Not my living room, because my roommates are bronies, but when you get into my room, absolutely.
Okay. How do your roommates feel about you being, like, way head over heels into this?
They get it, but they don't get it. Like, they're supportive and they love me for who I am, right?
Yeah.
But they're like, I don't, not my jam.
So for those of us who don't understand, I think, yes, you being the ambassador to all things pony, what should we be getting? If you can sum that up in 30 seconds, what are we missing?
So My Little Pony is not just meant for kids. It is actually directed toward parents and older audiences, too. They've thrown references into Legend of Zelda, Star Wars, Gone with the Wind. They've made tons of these references that little kids aren't going to get, but adults will. It's just a great show to watch with your family, and everyone can enjoy it, and I think that's probably my favorite thing.
Okay. So why do bronies get a bad rap? Why is there, like, some weird sexual connotation with them?
The problem with that is I think that it's more of, like, a social norm that men are supposed to be, like, these masculine human beings, and when they're not, it's, like, an extreme left turn. It's like, oh, you must be super gross if you like this. So it's more of just, like, an expectation for boys not to like something like this and be more into, like, Power Rangers, you know?
All right. So, President Pony, we got a bolt, but we love you. Thank you for the info.
Thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely. You guys have a good day.
You too. Have fun. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know if it's the expectation that, well, I guess there is that expectation that boys, that, you know, boys like trucks, mm-hmm. and boys like shoot 'em up stuff, and girls would like ponies with pink hair. But it's the grown men part. It's the grown men part that I think society has more of the problem with with the brony culture is that these are 36-year-old guys. They're not 12 anymore.
Right. It's okay if it's not meeting the gender norms or whatever, the toys that you're playing with. But yes, this is a little too cutesy for a grown woman to be playing with the ponies. It's a little odd to me.
Don't get me wrong. It's all okay. It really is. Like, you do you. And, right. You know, we learned about this because somebody who listens to The Turn Up texted in saying, hey, I'm going to Crystal Mountain Pony Con. By the way, it's in Layton. Mm-hmm. There's no such place as Crystal Mountain except in the world of ponies.
Don't put that in your maps.
Even though it sounds like a Utah place, Crystal Mountain. It's an odd thing. But I didn't know it was so close by. And tickets are still available through crystalponycon.com, even though most of the sweet packages, like the Crystal Knight and the Crystal Heart Guardian.
Oh, and the Flugelhorn.
The Crystal Heart Guardian is only a $700 ticket. But most, just to get in there, it's $20. So